podcast recording of The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded May 20th, 2005.
When I was a boy, my favorite places to explore nature were the home farm and the widewater marshes along Oak Orchard Creek and Marsh Creek, a few miles north of Lake Ontario. Throughout my preteen and teenage years, I wandered at random, following the territorial proclamations of birds, the well-traveled game trails, or the places where my sense of how nature works promised to harbor what I was looking for. I still like to wander, but I've also learned to appreciate the trails that others have set up for our use. It's spring, just about the best part of the year for nature trail walking. So I thought I'd share with you a few words about some of my favorite Central New York trails. There are dozens of great trail sites within the area reached by this radio program. Having limited time, I've decided to concentrate on places where I was involved in the trail design. At each of our centers, I tried to keep track of the condition and the potential of the trail system. Some stand out in my mind because of the richness of experiences they afforded, some because of a single, usually shared episode. It was not quite 50 years ago that I first entered the woodlands, which now comprise a small part of Rice Creek Field Station. I wasn't thinking of trail development then, just searching out potentials for biology field trips. Just a few years later, I was spending a great deal of my time wandering those acres planning for the field station. The first trails were scratched out by Boy Scouts and college students. There was no 26-acre pond and no beaver flow, just meadows, shrub fields, and a small woodlot. One Saturday, I was working on a trail with a small group of scouts. We were taking a short break when a small group of ducks whizzed overhead and settled into Rice Creek, just out of sight. Wanting to get a closer look at them, we crawled on hands and knees through the meadow grasses to a knoll overlooking the stream. There in the quiet wide water, five hooded mergansers were courting, the handsome males displaying energetically. True, it was a you-had-to-be-there moment, but it was special for us. That grassy knoll is now covered with trees, and the wide water was once inundated by a beaver flow. I still retain a special fondness for it. If you visit Rice Creek, take the Green Trail. It is the shortest, but still the most gifted of the trails there. When I first explored the fields and ponds of the recently abandoned Rogers Game Farm, I was intrigued with the unrealized potential of a 6.5-acre channels marsh. While a recently completed Audubon Society study recommended that it be isolated and left undeveloped, I saw it as the potential magnet that would bring people to the center and provide an enormously important window on nature. I had the pond drained, strategic areas deepened, and the water reintroduced at a higher level than in the past. Then I laid out the channels trail to provide a strategic but non-invasive access to the wetland. I believe the channels trail, even today, is one of the best anywhere for experiences with nature. The marsh attracts wetland birds, and several times at nightfall, I have observed the January courtship of horned owls. In 1968, I was hired by the directors of Onondaga Nature Centers to design a trail system for Beaver Lake Nature Center. This was another situation of abandoned farmland, but this one had the lake and fringes of recently planted conifers, and along the lakeshore, some impressive mixed forest. The people who developed the trails faithfully followed the plan, and director Mike Crable and educator-artist Mike Story did a remarkably good job of translating and enhancing my interpretive ideas into excellent trailside exhibits. My favorites while my office was at Beaver Lake were the yellow and the blue trails. Today, the original system has been greatly improved and expanded. Take any trail that isn't too crowded. The Cayuga Nature Center, originally known as the Cayuga Preventorium, on Route 89, just north of Ithaca, was an 88-acre tract of typical Finger Lake lakeshore slopes. The area was then in early stages of old field succession, with an infusion of waist-high shrubs and juniper saplings. I didn't lay out the original trail system, but I did get a chance to suggest modifications. It has been decades since I spent any amount of time there, but its strongly rolling wooded back sections provided me with surpassing views of deer, turkey, and grouse while I studied its habitats. In this episode, I haven't dealt with Baltimore Woods or Sterling Nature Center, but I will soon. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.